Nahira, a 24-year-old DACA recipient, says she is feeling both tired and frustrated about the upcoming Supreme Court decision.
The decision is always like pending every week and are being pushed back. For me, has reaffirmed, like, you know, to continue to stay resilient, even in times of uncertainty.
Nahira, who asked that only her first name be used, was 3 and a half when her family left a violent region in Mexico for a safer life in the States. But it wasn't until high school that she learned she was undocumented. While in college, she received DACA and now works for Inland Empire Youth Collective, guiding others through being undocumented and organizing for immigration reform.
I never imagined the program to be completely taken away.
Because the program is 8 years old, a growing number of recipients like Nahira are now college graduates, says Jennifer Nahira, a University of California Riverside ethnic studies professor.
We are talking about the lives of 60,000 people who are not just students, but working professionals.
That's right. According to the Migration Policy Institute, 60,000 people in the Inland Empire are DACA recipients. Professor Nahira says that a disruption of work status for people in industries ranging from social services and city government to engineers and teachers would mean a significant impact for the region. She said it would be a victory to keep DACA intact, but she is concerned about those who haven't been able to apply for DACA due to the Trump administration's freeze on applications.
Solve the larger problem of, you know, what do we do with undocumented young people who have been raised here, who have been educated here, who after they graduate from high school really have no place to go.
Nahira agrees. She says no matter the Supreme Court's decision, she will keep fighting for immigration reforms that are more inclusive and grant a true pathway for citizenship. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.